It's all the king's fault. Ganda Sindhu Jataka.
It was while staying at Kishtawana that the Buddha told this story about the king of Kosana. One day, King Pasanadi was visiting Chitwala and listening to the Buddha.
Sire, a king should do his kina with righteousness. If the king is immoral, the court officers are immoral, and the people suffer. A wicked person may accept bribes, but no bribe can postpone that. No one can escape that. And as for reward, one has no score other than his own righteous action. Even when there was no righteousness in the war, a king who followed wise advice, governed righteously and was reborn in heaven. Let me tell you the story of the past.
Long, long ago, when Panchala was reigning in Kampila, the entire kingdom of Uttara Panchala was in a terrible condition. The king was an unjust monarch with evil habits. The king's ministers were also corrupt, and the people were unbearably oppressed by excessive taxation. Afraid that if their property were well kept, they would be more heavily taxed, citizens allowed their houses to fall into disrepair. In what had been prosperous villages, only ramshackle huts remained.
And the first few times each year, when Panchala made religious offerings to the deva of a particular Chindukashi just outside the city, this deva, being very aware of the situation in the country, teaches the people and wished to help them.
This king is terrible. His kina is deteriorating rapidly, and only I can corrupt him. Because he honored me with generous offerings, I owed it to him to abide him well.
That night, the deva stood in the air at the head of the king's bed and emitted a beautiful aura.
What an incredibly bright light! Who is there?
Sire, I am the deva of the Chinduka tree. I have come to give you some counsel.
What advice do you have for me?
Sire, because of your negligence, the kingdom is rapidly going to ruin. If you continue acting in the way you are now, you will soon have nothing to give your sons. If you lose your domain, you will lose your reputation as well. The whole world will scorn you. Furthermore, not only do careless kings lose their kingdoms, but after they die, they are reborn in hell. Diligence leads to heaven, but laziness leads to hell. If you set the truth, you may change your fortune. You must change your ways and preserve your run.
The deva disappeared. But the king was deeply shaken. He suddenly believed what the deva had said regarding heaven and hell. But he wondered whether the situation in his kingdom was really as bad as all that. He decided to find out for himself. The next morning, he gave his ministers authority over the kingdom, and this guy, as an ordinary traveler, he left the capital with only one Brahmin advisor.
Not far from the city, they came to a village where almost all the houses looked empty, with bundles held all around them. We saw one old man carrying bundles of bundles. As soon as his wife and children was suddenly out of the house, he looked at the doll and spread the bundles in front of the house. Then the whole family hurried away to the frost.
The king and his officer sat down to see what was happening. A little later, soldiers arrived and captured the thief. and corn officers wandered from house to house. In the evening, as soon as the soldiers and officers had left, the citizens returned from the forest. As the old man approached his door, he stepped on a sharp stone, which fractured his foot.
Ouch!
He stepped on a doorstep and pulled out the stone.
Yet as I'm suffering from this stone, let the king be swept by arrow and climb from pain.
My good man, you are old, and your eyes are weak. What does your being injured by stone have to do with the king?
Brahmin, it's because of the king that I'm wrecked with pain every day. The king says Kalidas present. The only way we can avoid them is to hide in the forest all day. Because we are also visited by thieves, we have to protect our homes by scattering these stones all around.
What the old man said is true. It really is my fault. I must go back and rule justice.
The devil was pleased to hear this, but he wanted the king to lend more, so he caused the Brahmin to protest.
Sire, don't be hasty. Let's investigate the situation further. All right, let's go to another village.
At one house, they saw a poor old woman talking to her two girl daughters.
It is too dangerous for you to go to the forest. I will gather firewood myself. You two must stay here. Keep the door locked.
The king was inclined to accept some death pressure, but unfortunately, he slipped and fell out of the tree.
Oh, my back! I can't move. Oh, where will this king die? As long as he lives, my daughters will remain unmarried.
My good woman, you are being answered. Surely, you can expect the king to find a helper for every single young woman in the kingdom.
My words are true and fair. We ordinary folks are defenseless, harassed by thieves and oppressed by tax collectors. In times like this, marriage is out of the question for poor young women. With no husband to protect them, they are unhappy, and we are all miserable.
He had a very good wife.
Next, he came upon a farmer plowing his field. As he was turning around at the edge of his field, a plowshare struck his obvious leg.
Oh, I'm sorry, my poor beast. Look at your blood leg. May the king be felled by his enemy's spear, just as my poor ox was wounded by this plowshare.
You have no reason to be angry with the king. You were the one wrong, so it is your fault.
I'm angry with the king with good cause. The common folk are defenseless. At night, we're attacked by thieves, and during the day, we're hounded by tax collectors. Today, the king's men even confiscated my lunch packet. So my cook is preparing a second lunch for me. It's late, and she hasn't brought it yet. I am so weak with hunger that I sleep, and my ox was injured.
He is right.
Early the next morning, they came to Nana village where they saw a farmer milking the cow. Suddenly, the village cow kicked the farmer, knocking him over, and stepped into the stool, giving him over the pail and spilling the milk.
May the king fall in battle. May he be cut down by sword, just as I have been felled by the king of this kissy cock.
My good man, cock often kick one being made. What does that have to do with the king? Why do you abuse him?
The king is clearly to blame for defenseless for are cruelly oppressed in his realm. Some of our dairy cows have been confiscated.
other, we have had to sell to get money to pay taxes. Now, here I am trying to milk a white cow that isn't used to be milked. Our daily life is in disarray, and it will the fall of the king.
It beats the truth. Let's go back to Kabila.
On their way back to the capital, as they were passing through another small village, they heard the mournful bawl of cow. Following the song, they came upon the creature lowing inconsolably. There was plenty of grass and water for her, but she wasn't pretty.
You poor bitch.
This is the king be chanted. Let them weep and mourn just like the poor cow, mourning their dead cow.
Why? When a beast springs from the heart and loses its distress, what does that have to do with the petty? Why do you curse the king?
The concern in this case is very clear, Roman. They are always being addressed by the king's head clerks, who take whatever they wish with impunity.
Some of the king's men just killed the poor cow's stuffed calf and stripped off its skin to make a sword sheath.
Why should a healthy newborn calf be killed just for his poor night?
We are wrong. You speak the truth.
A little later, we came to a direct up path. Very cross were carrying frogs with their sharp teeth and devouring them. They all crossed the king and his advisors to understand the speech of the frog.
Let the king and his whole family decay in a fire and eaten. Just as we poor frogs are being consumed by precious coals.
Frogs, a king cannot be expected to guard every creature in his kingdom. It is certainly not the king's fault that crows eat living things like you when they get the chance.
You are much too tolerant to the king. If the ruler were righteous, his realm would be peaceful, happy, and prosperous. Crows would enjoy the offerings left at the local shrine, and they would have no need to kill us who are frogs.
Oh, creature, down to the very broad cut.
I am afraid that is true, sire.
This is terrible. Let us return to Kabila as quickly as possible.
Yes, your majesty.
The king resolved to give us his bad habit and to rule righteously. He exhorted everyone in his court to stop their corrupt practices and to live virtuously. From then on, following the advice of the Dewas of the Tenduka tree, the king and all courtiers devoted themselves to generosity and other meritorious deeds.
Sire, a king should abandon evil and rule his kingdom with righteousness. At that time, I was the Deva of the Tenduka tree.